How are you?
All right. Perking along here slowly.
Good.
How's everything?
I don't know, as a matter of fact. You're on the west coast and I'm on the east coast and they're in the middle.
Yeah.
And I probably know about as much as you do.
Oh, gee whiz.
Except that I'm still getting a paycheck.
Well, I'm not. Well, I never was, but I'm, yeah, okay. Well, that's good. Did ITT ever actually come in?
They haven't signed. The samples went over to ITT, though. That was a holdup. Nutting is a bottleneck, you know?
Oh, gee.
But they did get the samples, or the samples have been sent.
Ah, yeah.
And so they, it's my understanding that, and this isn't just from Ray George. You know, if it were just from Ray George, I'd say, some counts of chickens. My understanding is that everything's in real good shape.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From people like Bob Ogden.
Yeah.
And people who know Bally.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
A lot of the negotiations are directly with Bally.
Yeah, I suppose.
So, I think there's a good shot at it.
Mm-hmm. No, that's good.
Until the samples went over and they were able to, test the new chip.
Yeah.
Get that new chip from RCA.
Yeah.
They weren't going to sign anything.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sure. Don't want to get a pig in a poke.
That's right.
Yeah.
In fact, they're still getting somewhat of that because we've got a 50 cycle redo to do on the counters in the custom chip.
Yeah, well, that should just be sort of really detailed work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Certainly no problem technically.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.
Just go do it.
Slowing the games down a little bit.
Yeah.
But most of the games are so fast now, it wouldn't hurt them much.
Yeah. Well, what's that? 8-10% sort of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, gee.
Mm-hmm. Now, one thing though that I talked to Tom DeFani's group,
mm-hmm.
and apparently. Larkin did not get the Z-Grass.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know for a fact because Tom was in Japan, but it would have had to go on through Tom's girlfriend. And so he may have talked to Tom, but that's as far as it got.
Oh, well.
Now, I can tell you that Ray is all hot to make a Z-Grass machine.
Well, okay, somebody.
Yeah, and Bally may put up the money for it.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think that Bally wants that thing to fly in Europe, and they want to go ahead and start developing the Z-Grass for the European market.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, Ray mentions it every time he talks to me. I don't know whether he mentions it to keep me around or what.
Yeah.
But Ray mentions that he wants to do it, and that it is the product for the year. Okay?
Yeah.
I don't think you'll see many arcades go out the door. I don't think you'll see any arcades being sold other than the ones that Micron has in stock.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And they may be dump to get their money back.
Yeah. Well, I know they're dumping here and there. Somebody's dumping anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know that it's Micron. I don't know what the situation
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I don't know who's doing it. That's strange.
So, you know, there's still, now as far as software goes, Micron's got some all ready to go if they could work out their differences with Astrocade,
yeah. Release it, yeah.
Have you talked with Micron lately?
No, I've been trying to get over there. I haven't had any luck in getting through. I'll have to try them again here in a day, today, tomorrow, whenever, or tomorrow rather. So I haven't had any good luck there.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you know, I don't know what the situation is. And I really kind of stay out of it on purpose.
Yeah.
I just don't want to get involved. And that's something that can't help me.
Yeah, right.
One of those things that can't help me at all.
Yeah.
You know, you're in a no-win situation. When you're in a no-win situation, it's best to stay out of it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So how are things going?
Well, we're going along slowly.
How about the response to that ad in Electronic Games?
Well, overall, amongst everybody, I think it's been pretty good. Personally, I can't quite tell. That is, people are not saying that I saw your ad in Electronic Games. So I'm getting some responses out of the blue. I'm not sure where they're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
I know Astrocade sends a few over, and a few other people do, but some of the other guys, the hardware, you know, game guys, they're saying that they're getting a pretty good response out of that. That's probably something I ought to put out in another couple of months again.
Yeah.
I think.
What is your readership up to now?
Well, we're still hovering around the couple of thousand level. It's sort of static. I'm not getting the, I think I've gotten just about all of the renewals back that I'm going to get. And so now I'm picking up new ones, and that's about up to there again. You know, we went down to zero in October, so we're moving back up. But the renewals are coming in maybe one every 2 days or something like that. I'm essentially not much renewals. It's all new. So, well, there's always a hardcore of people who come back for more, regardless.
Yeah.
Then there's this big cloud around them that come in and out every year or two, something like that. So you have to keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think our basic manual never helped you. It never got people into it.
Yeah, well, there's been a lot of complaints from the outside, you know, one way or another.
Yeah, the basic manual never got people into programming.
Yeah.
And I think even the first basic manual, even as bad as it was better probably for getting people in than the second one.
Mm.
Because of its setup. You know, it looked easier.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Even though it didn't tell you anything.
Yeah.
You had the feeling that you were in programming, even if it was just rote, you know.
Yeah. Simple, real simple stuff. Yeah.
Real simple stuff. And then once you were in, you know, you were ready to go.
Yeah.
Well, I still have the as much of a mailing list as anybody has on the warranty cards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well,
any of this year's warranty cards.
Mm-hmm.
But I still have all of those that we did last year. You know, it's 4,000 or 5,000.
Yeah.
Maybe
well,
10,000, I don't know.
Well, I'm interested in a copy of that, of course. It's,
yeah, I think what I'll do is have the guy run off mailing labels, or have him send the, it's on a Radio Shack, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And I may be able to have him send that over to my UV1 machine.
Uh-huh.
And use his as a terminal.
Yeah.
To feed the information into my UV1, so I'll have it here always.
Yeah.
There's got to be some way I can feed that stuff off and into the UV1.
Yeah.
Where I can have it, we can use it.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as Astrocade is concerned, you know, they're not doing anything with it. I don't think, heck, they would know one way or the other where you got the names.
What names?
Yeah, right. So, you know, you might have to pay some money for this guy to make you up some labels or something.
Well, that's all right.
But, you know,
sure.
It's fairly reasonable last time.
Sure.
And I'll have the price, but it was real reasonable. Let me see. We have only a total of 4,000.
Mm-hmm.
And he can give it to you right on mailing labels.
Yeah, well, that's fine, because it's all gone. Yeah.
And then you can weed it off. Do you have a Radio Shack computer? What do you have?
No, I've got an Apple.
An Apple?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have anybody out there, any friend out there that has...
Oh, I'm sure I've got somebody, yeah.
See, see if you got a Radio Shack Model 3.
Uh-huh.
And in that case, maybe we can, what we can get is just give you a tape.
Mm-hmm.
Or the set of tapes that he's got.
Yeah.
Or their own tape.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you can, transfer them over to your system.
Yeah, okay. Well, whatever is most convenient.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, it's probably more convenient for what he charges to just go ahead and get mailing labels, but you'd be paying for names that you may have already on your system.
Yeah.
Do you have yours computerized?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm certainly willing to, to throw
okay.
some of
those
in.
Sure. All right. Well, whatever. Whichever is the easiest way. When you say tape, you really mean cassette tape?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll look around. I'll find, I can accept it. I'll find somebody around here. We've got a million people here, friends and so on, so that's easy to find.
Sure.
Yeah.
And you may be able to find somebody who, where you can transfer it right on over to the Apple by using the Apple as a terminal or something.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we can do it.
Send it back and forth. Might take you a week, but...
Yeah, that's all right.
Because I don't know how he's got his set up.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be by now he's got a disk system so he could take it off of the tape and just send you a disk.
Oh,
but I'll
okay.
find out. I've got to talk to him. His wife just died. The woman who did that for us had cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And they were personal friends of mine, and I did a lot of work for him at the Postal Service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's about my age. And
mm-hmm.
his wife just died of cancer. She was 30.
Oh, gee.
So I'm not going to mess with him. I'm not going to bother him for a while. But
yeah.
It may give him something to do, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's an idea. Yeah, sure.
Good. Mm-hmm. Anything else
okay.
to do with?
No, I can't think of anything. We're hungry for data. I'm sort of waiting until the meeting they're going to have next week in with the court and see what comes out of that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you might call me back tomorrow.
No.
Let's see, tomorrow's going to be a hearing on the... See, they got some money. Here's one thing that'll tell us the tenor of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
They got some money from Montgomery Ward, and some of the creditors are fighting Astrocade using that money for even payroll.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, if they should win that one, that spells pretty rough times for Astrocade.
Yeah, yeah. It's like misusing funds, if that's believed. Yeah.
Yeah, what it was, now once they've declared, see, the judge decides how it's going to be used.
Mm-hmm.
Are even fighting us getting that money. They want all that money to pay the bank off.
Yeah.
And because their names are on the thing, there's a lot of suits floating around.
Mm.
Astrocade is suing the former partners.
The only one who makes out's the lawyer.
That's right.
Yeah. Gee.
That's right. And I mean, there's big money floating around here. Big money. And, it's a shame.
Mm.
It's too bad they didn't make big money.
Yeah.
And make a decent product.
Yeah. Well.
You might give me a call. At least I can tell you the tenor of things.
Yeah.
Now,
mm-hmm.
I've given my notice to Astrocade in an informal sense. When I say informal sense, I'm negotiating with them the best way to leave the company.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And the reason is this, if I quit, I don't get any severance pay.
Yeah, sure.
And if I stay on, they'll never fire me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and unless they catch me talking to somebody I shouldn't talk to, like the Nitron people or something.
Yeah, so you need something like a surplusing or...
I would like to do is have them lay me off and then give me a month's severance pay or something like that.
Yeah, sure.
And negotiate it that way. That way I am free to pursue other things actively, which I'm doing.
Anyway, yeah, sure.
And,
I know what you mean.
So I've given them my notice in terms of telling them that, look, I want to go on this kind of a status, but I want to be a consultant if they go into Zgrass.
Yeah, sure.
One thing that this has done is that I have never programmed more in my life than I have while I've been off.
Oh, really?
I have spent a tremendous amount of time, almost 8 hours a day, programming in Zgrass.
What are you doing in general?
Well, I am, I'm just working with a group testing, now this isn't for anybody.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
I'm really working trying to test children's programs.
Oh yeah, okay, you're back, you're in the educational loop again.
The educational stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I've developed some educational programs, and see, one, even uh-huh. though they're just on Zgrass, they're still copyrightable.
Mm-hmm.
So I can copyright the,
yeah.
the concept.
Sure.
And you know, hopefully.
Yeah, look for a marketing in the future.
Huh?
Look for marketing the thing in the future.
That's right. And
yeah,
I'll license
oh, sure.
it to whoever wants to buy the rights to make it to, for the Atari and
yeah.
these things. So I've just been cranking this stuff up.
Well, that's good. Okay.
And some of it is pretty decent, I think. The Zgrass is a little slow when you're working in 16, I'm working with a 16K screen. And it's slow
mm-hmm.
when you're working with the 16K screen. But it's still effective. It gets all the movement and all of the sounds and stuff that you need to demonstrate the game.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
that's all you need for copyright.
Yeah.
So wish me luck. I sure have learned Zgrass, so I can do some. I thought I was a good programmer before, but boy, I've learned some tricks.
Mm-hmm.
In the last 2 months that
you get
really
to be a,
make this thing work.
You get to be a whiz, huh?
Well, when you're the only one in town.
Yeah.
You know?
That's right.
But yeah, I'm getting to be where I'm getting where I can really make it appear to be assembly language
uh-huh.
for a long, lengthy program. I have one program that takes up the entire 32K of memory.
Mm-hmm.
And has about 75 elements.
Oh, yeah.
Between, it's probably got 20 subroutines and, well, let's see, it's got 64 elements. And of that, probably half is subroutines and half is various snaps.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty elaborate. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's by the way, there is a problem when you're using Zgrass that is not none of the manuals, and it's so easy to when you get into subroutines, you know, because you call them by name.
Yeah.
To get out of them, mm-hmm. your tendency is to also call your to get out of it by name.
Oh.
You should use just return.
Yeah.
And I was having things blow away.
Oh well, yeah. You wipe it out.
Yeah, once the stack got full,
mm-hmm.
You know, it kept, every time it was calling a new subroutine, it was putting it in the stack. And once you get 10 in the stack, it's gone.
Uh-huh.
And there's nothing in the manual, and of course it's hard when you're thinking about it. It's very difficult to get out of a routine like that.
Hmm. Well, one of the...
I finally figured out ways of doing that.
The trap you get into.
Well, listen, I'll let you go.
Okay.
All righty. I enjoy talking with you.
Well, thank you, sir.
And it'll be a week or so before I really press this guy. So
yeah,
so
sure.
We'll talk to him and see what he charges.
Okay, great.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Good night.